WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, it's Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood procrastination punisher. And let me tell you, if there's one thing I've learned in my journey to conquer procrastination and level up my life, it's that failure is inevitable. Like, seriously, think about the last time something didn't go exactly as planned. Did your cookies burn? Did you forget that Zoom meeting? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing, those failures can actually be stepping stones to success if we know how to handle them. Today, we're diving deep into building resilience, learning to bounce back from setbacks and using failure as fuel for growth. You ready to level up your mental game? Let's do this. First things first, let's bust a myth right here, right now. Failure isn't the opposite of success, it's part of the process. Think about those super successful people you admire. They didn't just wake up one day with everything figured out. They faced countless stumbles, learned from their mistakes, and kept pushing forward. So remember this. Every single failure is an opportunity to learn, adapt, and become even stronger. Now let's talk about how to actually build that resilience muscle. Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind when facing those inevitable bumps in the road. Number 1, reframe your perspective. Ever heard the phrase fail forward? It's all about shifting your mindset from seeing failure as a negative experience to viewing it as valuable feedback. Think of it like this. Imagine you're learning to ride a bike. You're going to fall a few times before you get the hang of it. Those falls aren't failures, they're essential lessons. So next time you stumble, ask yourself, what can I learn from this? Number 2, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Seriously, we all make mistakes, and beating yourself up over them is only going to hold you back. Treat yourself with the same understanding and support you would offer a good friend who's going through a tough time. Remember, everyone messes up. It's what makes us human. Number 3, focus on solutions, not problems. Dwelling on what went wrong won't magically make things better. Instead, channel your energy into finding creative solutions. Think outside the box, brainstorm different options, and don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. Remember, even the most challenging problems can be overcome with a little bit of ingenuity and perseverance. Number 4, celebrate small victories. Don't wait for the grand finale to feel proud of yourself. Acknowledge and celebrate those little wins along the way. They add up, keep you motivated, and remind you that progress is happening even when it feels slow. Think of it like climbing a mountain. Every step forward, no matter how small, brings you closer to the summit. And finally, number 5, never stop learning. Embrace new challenges as opportunities for growth. Step outside your comfort zone, try new things, and don't be afraid to fail, because that's how we truly learn and evolve. Remember, life is a continuous journey of learning and adapting. So keep exploring, keep growing, and never lose sight of your goals. Okay, let me share a real-world example that hits home for me. A few months ago, I decided to take on this crazy project, launching my own podcast. Talk about stepping outside the comfort zone. I poured my heart and soul into it, but there were definitely moments where I felt like I was drowning in audio editing software and struggling to find my voice. There were technical glitches, missed deadlines, and even a few times when I just wanted to throw the whole thing out the window. But you know what? I kept going. I leaned on the support of my friends, learned from my mistakes, and eventually found my rhythm. And guess what? Procrastination Punisher is here. It's a testament to the power of resilience, proving that even when things get tough, we can overcome challenges and achieve our goals if we keep pushing forward. So remember, failures are not the end of the story, they're just chapters in your journey. Embrace them, learn from them, and use them as fuel to keep moving towards your dreams. And let's face it, life's way more interesting with a few bumps along the road, right? Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to do today to build your resilience? Share your thoughts in the comments and let's keep this conversation going. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and tell your friends about Procrastination Punisher, because who knows, maybe we can help each other conquer procrastination one fired up pack at a time. Until next time, stay awesome.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.